Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Home entertainment center worth $3,000.
I never dreamed you'd leave in summer.
So making my summer day today is Margaret Cho. Good morning, Margaret.
Hi.
Comedian, star of the Lifetime series Drop Dead Diva, part of our takeaway summer song playlist. Thanks so much for doing this.
Of course.
Let me just mention that next month you're starting a nationwide tour of musical comedy. You'll be playing songs from your new musical comedy album, Cho Dependent. That sounds like fun.
Yes. It's my songs, my collaborations with some of the greatest musicians out there, like Fiona Apple and Ani DeFranco and Andrew Bird. It's very, very exciting. And, you know, it's also a stand-up comedy tour, so I'll be doing a lot of jokes, too.
Yeah, well,
so
people,
it's going to be fun.
I mean, if you don't do stand-up comedy, people will, like, riot. So.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah, it is kind of
It'll be weird.
So what makes a great summer song?
I think it's something that has a very strong, I think, sentimental. There's something enduring about summer songs that you can always listen to them every summer. And you always have sort of a distinct memory of sunshine and the beach and the salt air and freedom, essentially. So I think that's what these songs do, is they give you a lot of freedom inside.
So sentimental with some snap. Let's listen to this song.
But when she puts her arms around me,
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Here Comes My Girl from the 1979 Damn the Torpedoes. Where does that stand? That fits all your categories, right?
I think that's definitely one of those. So you have to be in an American car. You have to be driving over the speed limit. You should be on a coastal highway. It should be very hot. Sunset, but, you know, not midday. I think sunset, that's a good time. So it's sentimental, it's free, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
What kind of a car do you want to drive in if you're listening to this tune?
I think it's a kind of convertible.
Definitely like a GTO, though, a big engine.
Yeah, definitely, or like a Camaro. Something with a very, very loud engine and a transmission that's about to go.
That's a Panama from Van Halen's 84 album, 1984. Is metal about summer, or is that more winter?
I think it depends on where you live. I think Norwegian black metal is eternally wintry. But American metal, I think it's a summer thing. You know, those loud crashing guitars, that exuberance and that exciting freedom feeling. It's a very, very American thing. A
lot of wisdom here, Margaret Cho. A lot of wisdom I'm hearing. All right, tell me about this next song. This song's called Shoreline. That's all about summer.
Well, this is summer, and it's from one of my favorite bands, Broken Social Scene, who Kevin Drew is somebody that I also have been collaborating with, will be on my next album. But that's a great, great summer song and something that you just have to sing along to.
And, you know, I've been tapping my fingers. I've been, you know, definitely rocking out here. But then, you know, when I look down your list, you kind of go dark on me here.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more.
Steely Dan, 1972. Does anyone know what Steely Dan songs are about?
No, well, that one is really about adultery. It's about kind of, that is the more, I think, understandable and less metaphorical Steely Dan songs, which is actually about being in a kind of illicit relationship. And to me, the imagery is great. And it, to me, it's sort of an end of summer song. There's a very melancholy kind of sadness to it. It's a dark summer, but it's a beautiful song. And one of those great overlooked Steely Dan songs that people don't remember. And I think it's one worth remembering.
Margaret Cho, that's the best deconstruction of Steely Dan I've ever heard. While I've got you here, just can you deconstruct this one for me? I've never been able to figure it out. Just while I have you here, can you help me out with this song?
Well, just don't lose that number.
Thanks.
To me, it's very simple.
All right,
I gave you my number. Don't lose it.
Okay, there we go.
Put it right in your phone right away.
That's certainly my Steely Dan summer song. It's from later on in the 70s. But let's get back to your picks here. Ryan Adams, 2000 album called A Heartbreaker, and this song, Come Pick Me Up.
I wish you would come pick me up. Take me out, f*** me up, steal my records, screw all my friends.
I love the song.
This really feels like Sunday morning, summer, hangover.
Yeah, it's very much a hangover and also just a relationship hangover. But it's so loving and it's so sincere and it's so self-deprecating, which is why I love Ryan Adams. You know, I think he is so underrated as a great American musician. And this is a classic. That whole album, Heartbreaker, is just phenomenal. Americana at its finest. You also have some great players on there, Dave Rawlings and Gillian Welch, who are very instrumental in that album. So I love that record. I think it is perfect summer.
Well, since you mentioned Gillian Welch, tell me about this tune, Miss Ohio.
Look at Miss Ohio, she's running around with a rag top down. She says I want to do right, but not right.
A little dark there, Margaret.
Oh, but it's also very cheerful, you know, like, I don't want to do right, but not right now. Like, it's a very, like, to me, it's cheerful in her way. She is the best Americana, you know, and the greatest voice, and I just adore her. And I've actually played with her, and I can play that whole song on guitar, which I'm very proud of.
You know, there's a category of songs in your list here that are kind of like, hey, leave me alone summer songs. That's a new category. I like it, though.
Well, I think that's part of summer, is that sometimes you just get sick of people, and you don't want to be in the sun. You don't want to play any more volleyball. I want to feel sorry for myself.
Do a lot of beach volleyball, do you, Margaret?
Yes, I do, kind of.
All right. let's take your last tune and go out on this. Indian Summer by the Dream Academy, 1987.
What's the time of year just after the summer's gone? When August and September just become memories of songs to be put away.
We're back to sentimental, Margaret Cho. You are a softie at heart.
I am a softie, and that is a great song because it's not really even about summer. It's about September.
September
it's
is still
really
summer.
About the end of everything.
September has 3 weeks of summer in it.
Yeah, that sort of, I guess it counts. But it's really about closure, and what a great band.
Well, if I hear minor chord melancholy drifting out of a car or a bar or a home somewhere, I'll look for you.
Okay.
This summer.
That's me.
Margaret Cho, thanks so much.
Of course, thank you.
Have a great summer.
Thank you.
Our pal Margaret Cho will release her new CD, Cho Dependent, on August 24th and then kick off her national tour on the 26th. You can preview a track, Headlights, by heading to our website, thetakeaway.org. You definitely check it out. And our series continues next Friday with... the man, the myth, the legend behind this song, Jim Keller. That's next Friday. But in the meantime, tell us the song that gets you to sing through the summer. Call this number, 877-8-MY-TAKE, then tell us, or better yet, sing us. We love it when you do.
That's 8778 my take, not 867-5309. I want to be clear about those.
That's great. That's
two numbers. You can also weigh in our stories early. We can get you into the start of the conversation earlier in the afternoon. All you have to do is text the word early to 69866. We'll get the conversation started with you sometimes a day in advance, early to
69866. And if one of our interns doesn't show up, we'll actually drag you in here to work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.